Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. The supervisor requested. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to file a complaint, please.
Yes, ma'am. How may I assist you?
Okay, I called in between 5 and 10 minutes ago, and I spoke to a representative named Maddie. She wouldn't give me her last initial or an ID number or employee number or anything. I didn't know how big your company was, and I wanted to make sure I got the right person. But anyway, I called because there was a charge on my card that I didn't recognize. So I asked her, you know, what it was for. And she asked me my zip code and my name and said she would look it up. And she came back a minute later and she said, I can find no account for you. So there's nothing I can do to help you. And she attempted to make that the end of the call. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, I need to speak to somebody that can help me then. I said, because your company took money from my card, and I need to know how that was done, you know, by who or whatever and for what. And she said, well, I can't help you because I can't find an account. And I said, yeah, you said that. And she kept trying to hang up on me all this time. And I kept asking to speak to a supervisor. She refused me. She kept trying to hang up the call, saying there was nothing she could do. I said, well, there has to be somebody that can do something, because taking money, if I don't have an account with you, off my credit or debit card is theft, I said, and we don't want to get the lawyers involved. I said, so why don't we find somebody that can help us take care of this? And I asked her her name, and she told me Maddie, which, you know, I'm thinking maybe wasn't truthful. But, you know, I said, I don't need your last name. I said, but do you have a last initial or an ID number or something like that? And she just ignored me and was silent until she finally just hung up. And I called back. And I spoke to a gentleman named Connor, who within 30 seconds found my account, explained the charge that I had forgotten I had made. I didn't know which company it was for. It was through Walmart for a set of pants. So I did make the charge, and he did help me out. And so there was, you know, no theft involved. I understand where the charge came from, but that woman was totally unprofessional. I don't know why she didn't take the time to properly look for my account, because it seemed to be no problem for Connor to find. He found it right away, told me what it was for, and I said, okay, great. I made the charge. There's no problem. Nothing was done wrong. And he said, okay, is there anything else I can help you with? I said, no, you've been great. I said, I would just like to file a complaint, because Maddie refused to let me speak to anybody else. She refused to give me her last initial or ID number. And she just kept trying to get me off the phone, saying there was nothing she could do, nothing she could do, nothing she could do. And I'm sure if your calls are recorded, like it says, this call can be pulled up and verified.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So I'm sorry that you did have to experience that with the other representative. But what was your first and last name? I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right account. And can you verify the full shipping address?
Susan Bergeron, 146 Chandler Street, Apartment 2, Worcester, Massachusetts, 01609.
Well, yes, ma'am. So, again, I'm sorry that you did have to experience that with the previous representative. I know typically, yeah, you know, if we're not able to locate an account, That is what we do advise, that they just reach back. But if the last representative was able to, then it shouldn't have been an issue for, you know, that,
right.
that representative. I don't really know the circumstances, but we will look into the issue and we will get it rectified. Again, I'm sorry for, you know, the unprofessionalism that you did have to witness.
I appreciate that. And, you know, your policy is if you can't find an account, not to try to find it or try to pass it on to somebody else that maybe can, you know, just she was going to let the charge stand with me not knowing what it was and your company possibly taking money that it shouldn't have, because at that time I didn't know what the charge was for, and, you know, that was it. She was just like, oh, well, if I can't find an account, we can't help you. Screw your money.
Now, that is, or the policy is, if, in fact, say, if you get all of the customer information, the email, phone number, and if you get, like, you know, the first and last name, phone number, email, zip code, and we're unable, or the representative agent is not able to locate an account, then we do advise that they have to reach out, that the customer has to reach out and make sure that the number is accurate. But that's if all of those measures have been, you know, exceeded. And if you're not able to, then yes.
All she asked me was my first and last name and my zip code. That's all she asked me. I was about to mention trying with an email or something, but she just gave me the silent routine until she just got fed up and hung up, I guess, because, you know, I wasn't letting it go. I mean, it turns out it's only, you know, less than $7, but hey, in my world, $7 is a lot.
Yes, ma'am. So again, I understand, even though it is just whatever the amount is, you still had a concern and you wanted to know why you were charged. So I am happy that Connor was able to assist you. And the issue, it will get rectified with the last representative. We just have to, you know, educate a little more thoroughly and, you know, just set the expectations higher.
Right, because, you know, regardless, you know, it's, you have to be a people person to work with people. You know, and you can't just disregard them or ignore them or tell them, hey, sorry, but basically that's what she did. She was kind of like, oh, well, can't find it, so you're shit out of luck. You know, and I did swear at her because she kept threatening to end the call, and I said, don't you fucking hang up on me. You will hear that. I did say that. She didn't swear back at me, but, you know, I knew she was about to because she threatened to do it several times. And I'm like, don't do it. I wanted to speak to a supervisor. You know, if she had said there's no supervisors on this time of night or whatever, you know, can you call back tomorrow? I would have done that just fine. But, you know, she just was very unprofessional. And, yes, please make sure she is spoken to and re-educated on that matter. I would appreciate that.
Well, yes, ma'am. So we will we'll get that taken care of for you. And again, sorry for the, you know, what you had to experience, because that's not the standard that we do want whenever a customer calls in.
Right.
Okay. Well, was there anything else I can do for you today?
No. I think that's it, and I thank God for Connor. He deserves an attaboy for, you know, helping me out with no problem.
Well, yes, sir. I'll make sure that he actually gets the accolades for, you know, for being able to assist you, okay?
Right. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.